wanted me, pretty woman. I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. Oh, you look lovely as you can be. Are you lonely just like me? Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me.
Yeah. sex, cock it and pull it, we're going dirty. Cock it and pull it.
You got shit. Fire.
Shut up, Gail, you prick!
Mickey, Mallory, just let me say.
Put your hand up! Now shut up!
Mickey.
are the enemies of the people of the Republic. Hurrah! Justice is served. Bring forward the evil one. Betrayed the people of France. You are evil incarnate. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Guilty. By our own admission, the sentence is death. Executioner, place her on the block. One. Two. Woe to the Republic.
Meet Eddie, 23 years old. Fed up with life and the way things are going, he decides to rob a liquor store. But on his way in, he has a sudden change of heart, and suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
All right, stop. Now before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Go in, gap for the money and run to one of your aunt's cribs and borrow a damn dress, the one of a blonde wig. Tell her you need a place to stay. You'll be safe for days if you shave your legs with Renee's razor blades.
Yeah, but if it all goes through like it's supposed to, the whole neighborhood knows you and they'll expose you. Think about it before you walk in the door first. Look at the store clerk, she's older than George Burns.
Fuck that, do that shit, shoot that bitch. Can you afford to blow this shit? Are you that rich? Why you give a fuck if she dies? Are you that bitch? Do you really think she gets the fuck if you have kids?
Man, don't do it, it's not worth it to risk it.
Right.
Not over this shit.
Stop.
Drop the biscuit. Don't even listen to Slim, yo, he's bad for you.
You know what, Dre? I don't like your attitude.
Yo, come on, just come in here for a minute.
Meet Stan, 21 years old. After meeting a young girl at a rave party, things start getting hot and heavy in an upstairs bedroom. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me, while you're kissing her cheek and smearing her lipstick, slip this in a drink. Now all you gotta do is nibble on this little bitch's earlobe.
Yo, this girl's only 15 years old. You shouldn't take advantage of her, that's not fair.
Yo, look at her bush, does she got hair? Fuck this bitch right here on the spot bare. Till she passes out and she forgot how she got there.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one movie, Kids?
No, but I seen the porno with some Nubian.
Shit, you wanna get hard off the jail?
Man, fuck that, hit that shit raw dog and bail.
Damn, it feels good to be home.
Meet Grady, a 29-year-old construction worker. After coming home from a hard day's work, he walks in the door of his trailer park home to find his wife in bed with another man.
What the fuck?
All right, calm down, relax, and start breathing.
Fuck that shit, you just caught this bitch cheating. While you at work, she's with some dude trying to get off. Fuck, slit in her throat, cut this bitch's head off.
Wait, what if there's an explanation for this shit?
What, she tripped, fell, landed on his dick?
All right, Shady, maybe he's right, Grady. Think about the baby before you get all crazy.
Okay, thought about it. Still wanna stab her? Grab her by the throat, get your daughter and kidnap her? That's what I did. Be smart, don't be a retard. You gonna take advice from somebody who slapped D. Barnes?
What you say?
What's wrong? Didn't think I'd remember?
I'ma kill you, motherfucker.
Ah, temper, temper. Mr. Dre, Mr. NWA, Mr. AK, coming straight out of Compton, y'all better make way. How in the fuck you gonna tell this man not to be violent?
Cause he don't need to go the same route that I went. Been there, done that. Oh, fuck it. What am I saying? Shoot them both, Grady. Where's your gun at?
She keeps him away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. Cigarettes, well versed in etiquette.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder jelly, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite.
Wanna try?
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, China, but down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, you that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, you're absolutely right. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder jelly, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite.
Wanna try?
Looking forward to the unveiling of Narcissus. Obviously, the word brain is used loosely there, Vince.
Suppose he's on the outside and you're on the inside, Rob. That says something. And take a look at this tag team coming in.
Nice pants.
All Americans from the University of Michigan, they're getting ready for the Royal Rumble, and they're going against the Beverly Brothers.
What a tag team matchup that's going to be.
Now, who's the one with the headgear, Rick or Scott? Macho?
Let's see. The one in the middle.
Okay.
It's Rick. No, I'm just kidding with you. I'm kidding, but I'm not joking.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's very easy to tell the Steiners apart, but how do you tell these executioners apart? Very, very close to
from the same size. Wait a minute, who's that in the... That's that goofy clown in the background. If you see... Whoa, yes! What a maneuver by Scott Steiner!
Tag team situation is heating up in the World Wrestling Federation.
There's that goofy clown.
I don't like him.
That's Dork the Clown?
That's Dork. What a name for a clown, Dork.
His name is Doink. Doink.
It's Doink. Not...
But you could call him anything
you want. It could be Dork. It could very well be Dork.
I like
that's
Dork,
Dork
better.
You're Dork.
Yeah. And Rick Steiner being set up now. No, nice reversal. Oh, yes. Look at that power. He shoved him right into the second rope. Lost his footing and everything. Nice maneuver on the part of the Steiners.
Got one word for Mr. Steiner. Electrolysis.
You know, if it wasn't that Bartlett was sitting with us right now, McMahon, I would think that he was one of the executioners.
Well, I don't know about that. Look at this thing. Oh, my goodness.
Boy, don't you hate when that happens.
Yeah, Rick Steiner. Rick Steiner, the dog of sorts, a pit bull. And, well, I'll tell you what, you know, reading the New York Times this past Sunday.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
We think of another pit bull.
Get back in the
World
ring,
Wrestling
we'll
Federation. From Buffalo. You'll be seeing him. I guess by me this maneuver.
Boy, is there a chiropractor in the house?
Mitch Verratt is headed to the World Wrestling Federation from the Buffalo Bills on his way. You may have to face him one day, Macho. Oh, my goodness.
After watching this match with the Steiner brothers, he may change his mind.
I doubt it.
I might change my mind.
Yeah. Oh, my.
That hurts.
Instead of catching passes, Rock could very well be catching drop kicks one of these days. Look at this. Scotty Steiner. Double underhook. Oh, my.
These guys are good.
Yeah, they could very well be the best, given an opportunity. We'll find out just how good they are, though, when they face the Beverleys at the Rumble. Take a look at this now. Uh-oh, what's going to go? Oh,
don't try this at home, kids.
Here are your winners, the Steiner winners.
See me in the mirror if you really want to.